Time for a setting the bar story. Kelly, which is?
That's an example of what not to do.
I don't know if you've ever woken up feeling blue. Tommy is the star of our setting the bar story. So if you can manage to make it through the day without literally waking up blue, then you're doing okay.
Oh, like the color blue.
Yeah, Tommy went to the hospital, woke up, blue skin.
Whoa.
He's 42. He said he looked like an avatar.
Oh, wow.
And now here's the thing. He had received some new bed sheets for Christmas. They were
Navy. Oh, it was like the dye from the sheets dyed his skin?
They were Navy bed sheets.
Oh, wow.
And he went to the hospital.
Oh, my gosh.
And concerned emergency staff put him on oxygen.
Sure.
10 doctors.
10 doctors?
Were checking him out. A medical swab on the arm turned blue, revealing it was just dye.
It's literally just a surface.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody had a good laugh, I guess. The bed sheets, again, were a gift for him. And it took a week of taking baths and showers before all of the dye had been removed.
Oh, my gosh.
A week.
Okay. And yeah. Then he says, so then he goes home, he washes the sheets, and then he hasn't been blue ever since then.
Yeah. So this is
wash just, them before you use them.
Yeah. Another example of why you should wash your sheets before using your sheets.
That's crazy. It took that long to get off his skin.
I know. Exactly.
Wow.
That is crazy. So again, set at the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without waking up feeling a little blue, because your sheets stained your skin blue.
Yeah.
Then you're doing okay.
Well, and then wash those sheets with color catchers. So you don't get the dye like all over everything else. If you wash it with anything else. Color catchers.
There you go. Kelly with the hot tips.
I'm just saying.
All right. There you go. That's your set of the bar story.